talk about telepathy. That's what I'm going to talk about. Telepathy. It's telepathy, right? Telepath. Remote path, right? I'm going down the highway. Reason I'm going to talk about it is I got a call from a subscriber. She called to say that she's learned a lot and she appreciates the teaching and all. It means a lot. I couldn't talk to her because I was at work, but I was able to talk just a minute or so. But she had never called before, and yesterday I was thinking about her, you know. I was thinking about her, and then she calls the next day. And the thing, and also 2 days ago, I was thinking about how the church, I might have even uploaded a recording on this, but I was thinking about how the Bible talks about when your mother, God says, when your mother or father forsakes you, I will take you up. He will be a father unto you, right? When your mother or father forsakes you, he will be a father. And she was talking about how if I ever needed anything or needed help or whatever, just let her know. So I put her in my phone, added her to my phone. And so what I was thinking about is how when we get saved, if our family's not saved, they pretty much we are kind of forsaking them, but we try to get them saved. We want them to get us. We're not really forsaking them. But if they stay in a mindset of rebellion against the truth, I mean, you can't yoke up with them. You know, your blood, you know, they say blood is thicker than water, but I disagree. The spirit is thicker than water. The spirit. So I was thinking 2 days ago about how the body of Christ helps each other, supports each other, builds each other up. So when the world throws them under the bus, the body of Christ picks them up, right? And it's the real body, not the fake 501(c)(3) pretend smile. We love you, but if you leave the church, we won't ever talk to you again. I've seen that happen. You go to a church and they say, we love you. And then you end up moving to, you just feel like God is moving to another church and they never talk to you again. They won't call you, they won't talk to you. Nothing. It's like, what? What's that about? You're not mad at them, but it's like a cult, you know. But the real body is not going to do that. They're going to talk to you. I was in the middle of working, so I couldn't talk to her, but I would have liked to talk to her. I could have probably talked to her for 30 minutes because there's so much going on around, so much to talk about. But the church, the real spirit-filled church, have the ability of a type of, not, I'm sure it's not 100% yet till we get our new bodies, but we have. How did I know? Why was I thinking about it yesterday? Why was I thinking about how the church helps each other? And one of the things she said in the conversation was, if I ever need anything, let her know. Because it's one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So when you get into some serious contemplation, pondering, meditation, you always get there's always a precog, but it goes through your mind real fast. Now let me tell you how it works, because it's real. Now I'm not saying you can have a conversation through telepathy, you know, where you don't need to talk. I'm not saying that, but you know, When something comes to your mind or somebody comes to your mind, usually they're going to appear on the scene somehow, somewhere, some shape. Some way, shape, or form, because if you're saved, your mind, when you transform your mind to get the mind of Christ, bringing every thought into captivity, and it's somebody says, well, it's impossible. I had a preacher say, it's not impossible if you hit source code. Because, you know, it's all faith alone. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. You're above the law. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So you're not going to do anything, or you the Holy Spirit is going to convict you to do something you shouldn't do, you know. If you don't want to hurt your neighbor, you know. And so when you get the mind of Christ, when you hit source code, you realize just flesh versus spirit. Let me just tell you what source code is. Source code is walking in the Spirit, not being perfect, but you're walking by faith, moment by moment, moment by moment, not of works, lest any man should. So you're saved by faith, you walk by faith, the Bible says. So you're walking by faith, moment by moment. You're cutting off the noise of Babylon. You're cutting off the system lies. You don't want to put anything in your ear gate that's a lie, right? And if it's a person that's in your... If you have to rub shoulders with a person and they're just living in lies and believing the worldly wisdom, you just get away from them, you know? Because you don't want lies in your ear gate. If somebody's speaking lies, you got to get that out of your ear gate. And so when you're filling your mind with truth, you know, walking in the Spirit, you know, it's faith alone, you know, it's not of works. It's all Christ, the finished work. You have the mind of Christ. You know, the Bible says, love your neighbors yourself. Agape. You have the mind of Christ. So if you have the mind of Christ, and you got other believers out there, you're in tune. So telepathy is not abnormal. It's normal. The precog is normal. It's not sorcery. It's not witchcraft. It's the spirit. Your mind. In other words, when somebody's thinking about you, they will, if they're saved, they're going to go through your mind. It might be a really split second. You know, it might be a split second. But it's going to go through your mind. And it might not be a person that's... It don't have to be a spirit-filled person. It could be just a regular believer, just somebody who doesn't understand. But you can still know, because if they're saved, they're saved. It's one faith, one Lord, one baptism, one spirit, one mind in Christ. You already know. The only reason people don't experience it is because they don't cut off the noise or the music. Or the T. It's hard to explain unless you experience it. But here's what I'm saying. Telepathy or telepathy, path is walk, right? Enoch walked with God. Telepathy is tele, which is remote, path. You're walking a path remotely. You're walking a remote path with somebody. You're walking the same path. And so if you're walking the same path, you're in tune. Your mind, your spirit. And if you pay attention to your thoughts, somebody comes to your mind. There's no such thing as coincidence. So if somebody comes to your mind, it's not a coincidence. Telepathy is real, people. I'm not saying you can have a conversation through telepathy, but you can. This is some serious stuff. This is not a joke. I had another experience one time, but I can't talk about it. But anyway, it's real. It's a trip. or three years ago. Yeah, I can't talk about it right now. But anyway, telepathy is real. And when you get your new body, you probably won't even need to talk. You probably just, it's probably just like your thought will go into the other person's thoughts, you know. It's happening. I'm sure it's happening right now. It's just a matter of being able to filter it out. It's hard to filter out all the noise. But if you take your thoughts and bring them down into, bring all your thoughts into captivity, and you can do it. You know, if somebody says you can't do it, you can do it, because God wouldn't ask you to do it if you couldn't do it. But the secret is bringing your thoughts into captivity is cutting off all the noise and getting your mind in peace, you know, getting your mind in ease. If you got stuff that needs to be done, pay the bills or wash, get all that stuff done, and then just stay in peace, you know. Peace like a river. You got to get in a mindset of peace to experience some of this stuff. But it's real. It's real.